Patients with autoimmune hepatitis, you've described as being asymptomatic. They don't know that it's happening, but sometimes there are associated symptoms, right? Everybody with autoimmune disease is fatigued or tired. What else would a patient with autoimmune hepatitis, what other kinds of symptoms might they appear with?
So there's a huge spectrum of presentation of autoimmune hepatitis, from extremely asymptomatic with minor liver enzyme elevations to a much more dramatic presentation in which the patient's liver is really not functioning well. These patients usually present with jaundice, meaning they have yellowing of the eyes and darkening of the urine. They can present confused. The liver processes a lot of toxins, and the toxins can build up if the liver's not working. They can also present quite ill in full liver failure. So there's a huge spectrum. The majority of the patients that we see have mild liver enzyme elevations, but they also can have a little bit of nausea. They can have a little bit of discomfort in their right upper abdomen. They can have a lot of fatigue, which they didn't realize was associated with autoimmune hepatitis. They may have periodically noticed darkening of the urine or mild yellowing of the eyes that sort of waxes and wanes. This is also very characteristic of autoimmune liver disease. A lot of patients take a number of years to be diagnosed because it does spontaneously remit in some patients. Hence, up to a third of patients at the time of diagnosis will actually have cirrhosis of the liver or bad scarring in the liver, as if this process has been going on for quite some time.
Like many autoimmune diseases, there is a relapsing and remitting course, a waxing and waning course. Since most autoimmune diseases come and go and come and go, and you've just described beautifully, patients can have mild disease throughout that period of time, or almost on presentation have a fulminant, very aggressive liver disease, arguing that prompt referral to somebody who treats liver disease is pretty important to figure out where on that spectrum you are.
Absolutely. We have patients, certainly if you present to a hospital and you have liver dysfunction and actually have fulminant liver failure, these patients do need to be referred promptly to a liver center. Also, if it's not clearly obvious, the etiology of the underlying cause for liver enzyme elevation and liver dysfunction, these are also patients we would like to see sooner rather than later, as autoimmune hepatitis is not a particularly common disorder and oftentimes can be missed by the general gastroenterologist.
Or primary care.
Or primary care, for sure.